is a full course semester that we call eschatology. And St. Augustine is especially rich in describing the risen body and the joys, not only here within soul, but the pleasure in body that we will experience in what our faith calls the new earth, but also a new heaven. What would be new about heaven after the last day? Question, sisters, just shake your heads. Is there a heaven now? Is anybody in heaven now? That's one reason. One reason the Catholic Church canonizes saints. Infallibly telling us there are human beings in heaven. However, for example, when I pray to St. Ignatius, should I say, "Dear soul of St. Ignatius"? He might do something, he might hit me over the head. Are the saints in heaven now, in their bodies? That's what will be the new heaven. Am I clear? Oh, how new that heaven will be. I'm not sure how we'll show our affection for each other in heaven. Shake hands, embrace, I don't know. All of this is our faith. But don't you dare suppose that both the joys of spirit and the pleasure of our risen bodies in heaven, now that can be obtained cheaply. No way. No way. Now we might wonder, when Jesus will come on the last day, to judge the human race. And this, I think, I should say, he could have had a 3-hour meditation just on this subject. One reason we call the general judgment, beyond the particular judgment, all of us will have a moment we enter eternity. One reason for the general judgment is to reveal to the whole world, on the one hand, the justice of God, on the other hand, the mercy of God. And the virtues we have practiced, the act of kindness, sisters, there is not a single act of charity that we perform here on earth that does not have consequences that go on and on and on. Now the last day will be revealed not just the virtues we have practiced, but also the wonders that in God's mysterious providence a single act of patience, a single act of humility will go on and on, and in God's providence, only He knows how many souls will enter heaven with us because we have brought them there. Persons who have never known this side of eternity. Lord Jesus, we believe You will come again when You call us from this life into the life for which we are made. We believe You will come again to judge the whole universe. Dear Savior, all we want to hear when the answer of eternity is You telling us, welcome. My dear Savior, protect us from the devil deceiving us that You can get to heaven without carrying the cross. Jesus, we beg You, give us a deep, deep love of Your cross, so that loving You and following You, our Savior crucified, He may join You, our Savior glorified. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, at the close of the spiritual exercises, it is customary to have a meditation, growing in the love of God. We begin with the observation which St. Ignatius makes so clear. True love is not in words. True love is in deeds. We love not in the measure of the words we use, the sentiments we verbally express. We show our love in action. The meditation is on how to grow in the love of God. We grow in the love of God by recognizing God's love for us. Love feeds on love. As St. Ignatius tells those who make the spiritual exercises, we begin from the beginning, how has God shown His love for us? God has shown His love for us first by creating us. Except for the love of God, not only would none of us exist, nothing but God would exist. In other words, our existence is a constant daily reminder of God's love for us. God, past tense, has shown his love for us by not only creating us, but redeeming us.